The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The fastest man in Irish history, Paul Hessian's 15-year-old Irish record for 100 metres falls in Munich at the European Athletic Championships. Israel Olatunde, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Israel, it was a fantastic race. You maybe slightly slowish out of the blocks, but then at the end you stormed through. I thought you had fourth, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I knew I got a little bit slower than the rest of the guys, but that's something me and my coach have been working on, just staying relaxed in my second half of the race, not focusing on what other people are doing, focusing on my own race and just finishing out strong. I had no idea where I ended up, to be honest. I was looking up at the big screen, trying to figure things out. When I saw my name up there in sixth place, you know, I can't ask for much more than that. Sixth place in the European final at 20 years old, you know, I was really proud of myself and I was just grateful to be there, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, you had been second in your semi-final to Marcel Jacobs, who went on to win it. And then there were two British athletes who were ahead of you. But really, for the rest of the places, you were right in the mix. And as I said, I thought you were fourth. But there you go.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, it's something that me and my coach have been working on, just being able to be competitive at a stage like this, and I'm just really proud that I was able to pull it off and actually give my best performance. You know, it's great to compete against these guys. You know, I've been growing up over the last few years watching these guys compete on the TV, and now to have my name amongst them really means a lot to me, and I'm excited to continue on this path that I'm on.
Yeah. Had you sights on Paul Hessian's record? I mean, you are the current champion anyway, before last night, the current Irish 100-metre champion. Had you your sights on Paul?
I mean, from the time I started in athletics, from when I started sprinting, I've always dreamed of being the national record holder in 100 metres. But, you know, this season, I kind of want to just focus on, you know, making it to the Europeans and putting in a good performance. I wasn't too focused on the time. I knew the times would come eventually when the time was right. And, you know, last night, everything just clicked. And I'm really grateful I was able to grab the record. But Paul, he's a class act. He's an amazing sprinter. He set the target for us all to chase. And you know, I'm just grateful to be able to kind of carry on that legacy for sure.
Now, you're an Ad Astra elite athlete in UCD, where you do all of your training. But I was reading, there's a lot of stuff written about you. You haven't probably seen the papers from home at all. A lot of stuff written about you. And it appears you credit the women in your family for your talent.
Yeah, 100%. I received so much support from UCD and Ad Astra Academy. I'm really grateful to be part of something so great. But yeah, my mom, I think I get my sprint genes from her. She used to run back in Nigeria. And my sister as well, she's kind of the one that got me interested in athletics, just with the local club, Dundalk and AC, and with our coach, Jerry Ricardo. That's where my sister started off. And I kind of just followed along and got involved through her.
Yeah, watching you run last night, the fact that, and you've said it yourself, you know there are things you can do to improve. You're only 20. You'll become stronger and faster.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think it's great, you know, to enjoy these moments. You know, they don't come too often, but at the same time, in a few weeks, you know, we all reflect on this season and with my coach, Daniel Kilgallen, and just see what we can improve on next year. There's always things to improve on. You know, I'm still young. I still have a long journey in this game, and I'm excited to just improve and just see where I can take this in the future.
Now, your parents came to Ireland. You were born in Dundalk. You have two sets of fans. I'm sure Nigerians everywhere are egging you on, as well as all of us who cheer on the green.
Yeah, for sure. I can feel the love from all over, to be honest, from the Irish community and from the smaller Irish Nigerian community as well. You know, everyone has just really gotten behind me. It's just really great to see. I'm a very self-motivated person, but you know, to be able to see, you know, people kind of coming together to support me, really pushes me to newer heights, I think, and it's led me to achieve this great achievement, you know, become the sixth fastest man in Europe this year and to break the national record for sure.
Now, you are, I suspect, a big inspiration to your teammates as well. We know that Rasidat Dalecki has been, she's got into the final as well. Ciara McGeehan, Andrew Coscarin. It's a fantastic team performance.
Yeah, 100%, I think. They're the ones kind of inspiring me. You know, I'm one of the younger guys on the team. You know, I'm looking to them for advice and for guidance. And, you know, just seeing them, how they've performed over the last few years has really, you know, inspired me. And I'm just grateful to be on a team with so many great athletes, and especially Rashida. You know, me and her, we go way back, and we're good mates. And it's just great to see like her smashing it this season, breaking record after record. So I'm really grateful to share a team with her this championship, and I'm excited to watch her in the final tonight.
Yeah, one of our presenters here on News Talk, Shane Coleman, he went to the same school that you went to, and he was tearful this morning. He was tearful.
that really means a lot to me, 100%.
Yeah. Anyway, we're all very happy and proud for you. And once again, Israel, congratulations. You still have another task ahead of you. You'll be in the relay team.
Yeah, for sure. We have the relay, running the 4x100 meter relay on Monday morning at 9 a.m. Irish time. So it'd be great if everyone back home gives us support and cheers us on. It's great to have a team, a 4x1 team here at a European Championship. So we hope we can do the country pair for sure.
And finally, any word from Paul Heschen yet?
Yeah, he sent me a really nice message last night. You know, I was a bit starstruck. I was a bit in awe that he would send me a message. So I was really grateful for that. It's amazing to even be in the same conversation as such a great sprinter. And, you know, I'm excited, as I said, just to continue on the legacy and pass on the baton, I guess.
Well, once again, Israel, congratulations, and thank you very much for joining us on the program today. Israel is inspirational, says Sharon. We're all very, very proud of him, and lots more congratulations coming in that regard.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.